He scants when he struts. No one told him never to be rude.
Boy,
he dresses like a gangster.
He wrestled with an hamster.
He's here to get you all in the nude.
Boys
and girls.
It's not just this same old show on your radio. Scotty's Scenic Drive, Monday, 11 a.m. to noon, 101.9 FM, CITR Vancouver.
Hey there. That's the mic. Feel free to grab those headphones. Hey, this is the Scenic Drive here on CITR Radio, 101 FM in Vancouver. Right here at the University of British Columbia. Return of special guest Steve Kitchen, Combination 13. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Scotty. It's good to see you, my friend.
Yeah. I got to have some drinks with you this weekend. It was pretty nice.
There was one or two drinks this weekend. Yeah.
I felt good. I was hanging out with a Brit while surrounded in fog.
yeah, it seems somehow right, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of times when I go drinking with you, I feel a little foggy afterwards.
that has been a general theme, but you earned it, Scotty. You earned it on Saturday.
Earned it. you brought some music, some of your favorite songs, and it's been quite a while. Like, you used to come on the show every once in a blue moon, and I'm glad you're back.
I've not been talking to you, actually. I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah. Well, I have that effect on people for some reason.
I thought, go on then. Let's go on the show again. In fact, the first song that I've brought in is actually dedicated to drinking with your good self and Mr. Fury.
I see what you mean, and it's very, very apt, especially with Mr. Fury.
Yeah, we'll blame it on him.
I can stop.
Some other kind of still there.
Some other people, maybe not so much. I'm gonna have to figure out your little music thing here, and we're gonna play something else. But thanks for the great setup.
I'll speak for everyone and say.
Wait. I think I got it here. No, it's okay.
We're happy for you to sing it. You know.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, he's off. He's off.
You can't come in.
Oh. No, that's not the right one.
All right, so we're very unprepared.
We're very unprepared, but that's okay.
It's a style.
It's still foggy out in more ways than one.
It's foggy in here, bro.
Yeah, so we're going to play a song about nonstop drinking. But before that, I'm going to remind you that it's been announced that on March 22nd, the return of Vancouver's, well, I think it's a one-night-only thing, but hopefully there'll be some more shows too. But the return, the reunion for Roots Roundup.
We'll be right back. amid the phantasmagoric mist, a band there came to exist, splitting the air and shaking the ground with its beautiful incoherent sound. We'll be right back.
Got it.
Yeah, you did it, man.
We did it. We got what we're looking for. King Apparatus, Non-Stop Drinking. It's a little theme song. Not for us.
No. We're just passengers in this journey.
We are. quite a mid-90s set there. We also had the Toasters, Weekend in L.A. And, of course, the Toasters are coming up in 2 days. They're playing Seattle tomorrow night. With Easy Big Fella,
yes.
One of our favorite bands, tomorrow night in Seattle. And Wednesday, right here in Vancouver at the Vancouver Fan Club, they are playing with Los Furios and the Bone Daddies. And Steve, you did the poster for this show. And I was going to ask you, there's people have probably seen the posters around or on the internet or whatever. And there's a guy playing. It's not Three Card Monty. What do you call it when it's the cups?
Well, I think it's called a shell game.
The shell game.
Yeah.
Okay, the shell game, and there's a Toasters with the ball, so if you pick the ball, you win. The Bone Daddies has some sort of weird slime coming from underneath
the cup. That's Johnny Bones' bad attitude.
That's Johnny Bones' bad attitude, yeah. Sliming out of there? Okay. Yeah. And then Los Furios, there's nothing, there's no even like a little hint of what could possibly be under that cup.
Well, you know, I wouldn't want to say, especially on such a public forum, but maybe if you come to the show
okay.
And ask Kyle, he might reveal.
Kyle might reveal what is below, hiding underneath that cup. Yeah, okay. It was really bothering me a lot, and I'm glad that we got to, you know, at least, you know, partially clue together what was going on in this poster.
Hey, you know what? Tune in next week, and yeah. You might have the answer.
So Steve is from Combination 13, which does a lot of work in the city and throughout the world,
yeah.
A lot of album covers. Hey, I was going to ask you just quickly, when you do posters, do you try and like hide little things sometimes that, you know, you don't want people to see, but you know it's there?
What, you mean like the dead hooker under the Lost Furious?
Yeah. Yeah, like, no, but do you ever like, is there, you know, if you look at your poster upside down or something, it's, you know, Batman or something weird. I don't know.
I wish I was that clever.
No, okay.
I wish I was.
People out there, I think last time we were on, you were just starting out... doing the labels for the Parallel 49 beer.
Yeah.
That's and right. Now it's everywhere. There's even a truck with your art on it.
Yeah,
I see it once in a while. It's amazing. It's great.
Yeah, it's been brilliant. We had no idea how much it would take off, and now they're going into the States, all over Canada, all over Vancouver, and they're bringing out like a beer every month, a special bomber. The tasting room's down on 1950 Triumph Street, just off Hastings there.
Mm-hmm.
$3 for a sleeve in there, and the choice is amazing.
Everything they make.
Yeah. It's a mark of quality in my book. Obviously, I'm a little biased.
A little. But you're a big beer drinker, so you know your stuff.
I've been known to have a beer.
Yeah?
I love them. It's a good company to work for, and I get to be really creative. They let me do what I like, and nice. It's great to see my scribbles on such a large stage. You know,
I heard one of the Parallel 49 fans out there sent an email because they said they thought someone was ripping off their label art.
Yeah,
was it for a concert poster? Was it for
was
this one?
It was actually for this poster.
For this poster,
this one. Yeah.
So what exactly did the email say?
Well, this post has been spotted, and someone is ripping your art style. You need to find this boy.
Find this person.
And they found him right away. He was sitting right there.
He's sitting right in the office next door. That's awesome. Okay, let's get to some tunes. What else did we play? Oh, of course, we started off with Roots Roundup, On My Bike, and Sea of Sound. And again, they're playing at the Fairview on March 22nd. Get your tickets in advance for that. I think that will sell out. Hopefully, maybe they'll add a second show. I know the last time they did a reunion, I think it was like 2006, they did a two-nighter. So hopefully that'll happen again. But if not, get your ticket anyway for the 22nd. It's going to be a great show. So who's this next band you wanted me to play here? The Ordinary Boys. That sounds familiar. Is that an older band?
Yeah, they're a bit of an older band. They were like they were a ska band, I'd say, like in the mid-2000s.
Yeah.
And they had a couple of hits. So they kind of got taken out of what we know as a scene, you know? They didn't tour with all the other ska bands kind of thing, and then they just exploded. Maybe it was the worst thing that could have happened that they had some hits. But I like these guys, and I wanted to ask you, because you being a ska encyclopedia, this is a cover, I think, Rudy's in Love.
Well, I'm wondering, because I'm hoping this is I can't remember the name of the band right now, but there's a band from Spain that did a song called Rudy's in Love that I actually play on the show once in a while. But it was like 67, which, you know, is the sort of rock steady years and where, you know, all the rock steady was coming from Jamaica, but all of a sudden this band from Spain, put it on. So I'm hoping that this is the same song. I have a feeling it is.
I think it might be. Let's give it a whirl.
This is exciting. Here we go.
Tribute time.
Los Bravos was the name of the band that we're trying to figure out there. But yeah, that was a cover. Yeah, I think 67, 68
yeah.
from Spain. Beautiful.
As a proper DJ, aren't you supposed to dedicate that to all the lovers out there or something?
To all the lovers out there.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day's coming up.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted.
Yeah. Speaking of Valentine's Day, are the Elixirs putting on a Valentine's... Or is it a breakup?
Yeah, it's funny because they were booked up for Valentine's Day. There's a bit of a problem with the booking, so they got the day after.
Oh.
So we've turned it into like an anti-breakup. Yeah.
That makes sense.
So, yeah, if you need to ditch anyone, do it then.
Do it on the 15th.
Yeah.
And there's that... At
Railway Club.
Railway Club.
One Eyed Jacks are playing. Steel Spirits is the Bone Daddy's like side.
Oh, that's
right.
Bluegrassy
thing. Yeah. Really good. And there's another band that I should know. Anti Party also playing. Yeah. Along with the Elixirs, of course.
Yeah. That'll be a fun night.
Yeah.
Cool. Anything else? We should talk about your good friends, the Snare.
Oh, yes. Yeah, of course.
Do you need to check your mail?
Well, yeah, I gave him the deadline. I says, I'm going to the drive-thru. Come on, son, give me some new tracks. But no, I don't think they've cooked it up just yet. But that just means that they're working harder. They're making it even better, you know. But I got high hopes for them, man. I seen them live last time I was back in the UK, and they're one hell of a band, full of character. And they're doing an original take, you know.
Funny guys.
Yeah, yeah. So,
and again, we should mention, too, that the Snare are on the my theme song,
of course.
That's the Snare doing the Scotty Spanx butts.
Yes.
Yeah, a.k.a.
And you know what's funny? They've never met you, but they know you so well, judging by those lyrics.
Did you give them any hits? Were they just being silly?
Nothing to do with me, my friends. You know?
Some of it's a little bit...
A little bit racy.
Well, some of it's a little bit right on. Some of it is a little bit totally off.
Well, you know, yeah, you've been doing a show for a few years. People get to know you.
I guess
know?
So.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that song, that last song about, you know, for the lovers. Yeah. I think maybe we should play another lovers song. And right. And if you're in Seattle tomorrow night, Easy Big Fella, they're opening up for the Toasters. Let's play a little Easy Big Fella.
Nice.
For the lovers.
Here so we go. Smooth.
The sun's gone down and I'm stuck here for a while, because I'm locked in the chapel of love. I'm locked in the chapel of love. Locked inside, I start to suffocate. It's cold outside and the ladder would be great, because I'm locked in the chapel of love. I'm locked in the chapel of love. Chapel of love, I'm locked in the chapel of love. My single days are thrown away in vain. The pew's no bed and the nuns drive me insane, because I'm locked in the chapel of love. I'm locked in the chapel of love. Chapel of love, chapel of love.
singer set me free. Milk crater moons, bidden silence in the sea. Like, no way, no way.
Son of a bitch, oh. son of a bitch. Oh, how long do you think you can hide in your diamond disguise? Pretty kitten, whale scratchers showing their nails and they're breaking out their bats. Ho! You got the gold on your big guy that you stole from the good girls who thought you were the world. Oh! And that Mr. Goaty guy, you got the gold on your big guy. Fun clothes she worked to stitch. You're a cold hearted son of a bitch. You're a gold digger.
Everybody left.
Yeah.
Everybody.
All gone.
I haven't seen this band yet. They're from Victoria, right?
From Victoria, yeah. They're awesome, man. You just heard that guy's voice. That's just ridiculously good. I've seen them live a couple of times. And, yeah, the show lives up to the music.
Yeah.
Superb.
Yeah, they played here a few times. Once or twice, I think.
Yeah, I even travelled over to the island to see them. They're that good,
They're Scotty. That good.
They're worth getting on the ferry for.
I'm getting old. yeah, Trouble in Paradise. And then we had the Elixirs, who we were talking about earlier, playing on the 15th.
Of course.
The anti-Valentine's Day show at the Railway. Gold Digger. And then you're quite good friends with those Elixir guys and girls, of course.
Yeah.
And they're recording. They have been recording, and hopefully in 2014.
Yeah, that's the plan.
That's the plan.
By the summer, yeah, there should be a new record. And, you know, the last one was classic, but it's been a while.
Yeah.
And anyone that's seen the Elixirs would know some of the new songs going on the record. But Bobby's churning out some great tunes quite often. So, yeah, there's a lot to look forward to from the Elixirs.
Cool. Cool. Yeah, it's good to see, like a few, quite a few shows in quite a few months. Sometimes it goes like a year or something, you don't see them. And then Los Capitans.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah?
From Australia. That was from their second album. They're good friends with our friend Mr. Pete Porker.
Yeah.
And Pete Porker sometimes plays a kind of Porker's tribute band, but he's the singer called I Can't Believe It's Not Porkers, and it's the Los Capitans that back him up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what, when the Porkers can't tour, he'll just grab them? Is that
well,
what happens?
Well, I don't know, or? If all the Porkers are as good of friends as they used to be.
Oh, I see, I
so,
see.
So, you know, but these...
So
these,
you're more likely to see that, I Can't Believe It's Not the Porkers, than the actual Porkers? Is that what you're saying?
I think so. Yeah, yeah, I think so. I probably got it all wrong, Scotty.
Oh, that's okay. I get it wrong all the time.
But with that in mind, they have a song called Hanging with Mr. Cooper, which has too many swears for this time of the morning. But
as
I
in
suggest
Pete it, Cooper.
Yeah, and yes. Of course, yeah. Pete, yeah, he does a little turn at the end of that track. It's great.
Oh, I'd like to hear that.
Yeah, look it up, my friend.
I will. And then we started the set off with Easy Big Fella, Locked in the Chapel of Love.
I like the love theme you've got running through
the
show.
You know, love. February's coming.
I'm staying over this side of the desk.
We're talking with Steve Kitchen from Combination 13. Combination13.com, check out the website if you need. I know you're pretty busy these days, but you know, if anyone out there you know needs a tattoo done, Has actually anyone ever come up to you and said, I want you to design my tattoo?
Yes, I've done that. And also I've had times where I've been at shows and people have shown me tattoos that they've had done of band logos that I've done.
That you've done?
You.
Oh, wow.
And my reaction has often been, obviously not out loud, like, oh, I wish I'd have tried harder. I didn't know someone was going to do that.
Well, oops. Well, you just, you know, you have to raise the bar for yourself, I guess.
Yeah, that's it, Scotty. That's the constant battle.
As we were sitting here listening to music earlier, he's looking at this poster he did and going, oh, I messed up here. And it's killing him. It's killing him. He's just like, oh, yeah. I made a little mistake here. And there, this should have been this way.
I'm going to go and punish
myself. Are you a little bit of a perfectionist when it comes to art?
Well, I would have thought looking at my art, you wouldn't have to ask me that, Scotty.
I'm just setting you up for it. Of course I'm a perfectionist.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. I'm not reading the script. Like,
yes. Oh, anyway. Let's play some more music. We were talking about the snare. Oh. And we didn't mention, but they promised you a new song to play today.
That was the plan.
And what happened?
Well, the phone was ringing just in the green room there. We thought it might be them on the hotline, but... No, it hasn't come through yet, but, you know, it just, like I said earlier, it just means that the track's going to be more glorious.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Okay. Let's play an older one from the snare. This is Date Cake.
Surprises, dim the lights and magnetise the playful fight and fix your gaze and kiss your lips and whoops a daisy. Up on top, off we pop. Lost in time, we stop the clock. And of course I like it a lot. Want you to turn me every trick that you've got. The way you tease it pleases, don't ever stop. Drop the coin in the slot, turn the key in the lock. Get fresh and put my manhood to the test. Original sin and let me in. I need to be beneath your skin. Ebbs and flows and in the throes. And curl your toes and overdose. And lick your lips and hold your tongue. Hit the bullseye hole in one. Of course I like it a lot. Want you to turn me every trick that you've got. The way you tease it pleases, don't ever stop. Drop the coin in the slot. Turn the key in the lock. Course is normal.
normal to be naughty. Take your clothes off in low shape. Don't be prudish, say let's do this. Let's get stupid, don't insane. Of course it's normal to be naughty. Take your clothes off in low shape. Don't be prudish, say let's do this. Let's get stupid, don't insane. Surprises, dim the lights and magnetise the playful fire and fix your gaze and kiss your lips and whoops a daisy. Pop on top, off we pop. Lost in time, we stop the clock. And of course I like it a lot. Want you to turn me every trick that you've got. The way you tease it pleases, don't ever stop. Drop the coin in the slot, turn the key in the lock.
Oh.
an old one from Mr. Django, the King, Skinner Box.
Yes, the reason I brought that in is we've just redone the album cover for Django there. So that'll be coming out soon, not sure when, meaning that the artwork is umbongoed. I can't show it just yet.
Yeah, so King Django pulled a Mike Park and used an image that he wasn't allowed to.
That rumor may be true, probably yeah, is, yeah, definitely is.
Mike Park is, I think, at least three or four of the, I don't know, it was Asian Man or Dill Records. Probably Dill Records had numerous cease and desists.
Oh, wow.
From Universal and from the Misfits. And but the original Skinner Box album was
Special Wild. Yeah, I think it's like a compilation from 91 to 94.
Yeah. But the cover that he got in trouble for was
a Rothman's cigarette-like kind of play. I will match your Mike Park fact with, did you know he is now an ordained minister and can marry you?
I did hear that recently. Yeah, I just
I'll get
I think,
you one day.
I think he actually posted it on his Twitter or something. At either he had just done it or he's like, if you're interested.
Yeah.
But that's pretty cool.
I'll tell you what, if you want to make some fast money, you should hook up with that guy. Do Scar Weddings. You could be the DJ. Mike hooks them all up.
We could play Locked in the Chapel of Love and Rudy's in Love and
You got loads of songs for the lovers. We've heard some of them this morning.
$1 million idea.
Hey, look
stolen
at
stolen from phone. Combination 13.
The phone's getting red hot already.
Yeah. We didn't really get a chance to mention it, but well, in the coming shows, there's some great shows coming up. The Mad Caddies are coming to Vancouver in February, and just announced the Planet Smashers are coming to Vancouver and Victoria in April, I believe. In Vancouver, they're going to be playing the Rickshaw, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
I think, So, lots of great shows coming up. And do come out on Wednesday night to the Vancouver Fan Club on Granville Street for the Bone Daddies, Los Furios, and live and direct from New York through Spain. I think Bucket living in Spain still, isn't he?
Some
little town.
An Englishman who from New York who lived in Spain.
Wow. I hope maybe last time he came, he brought some beer for us.
Some nice
from the Ska Brewing Company.
Yeah.
Some.
I'm sure you'd get more. You're Ska Tea, man. No, jeez. He's not going to come to Canada without beer for Ska Tea.
No pressure. No pressure, Buck. No pressure, Buck. Thanks so much for Steve for coming in. If you missed any of the shows, you can listen to the Scenic Drive on podcast at citr.ca, or you can go to musicaloccupation.com. And FYI, those great flyers for the Scenic Drive podcast done by our guest here, Steve Kitchen. And again, thank you so much. It really, makes this show look a lot fancier than it actually is.
Well, you know, thanks for having me as your guest. Free coffee's always nice.
Oh my God, I should have done that. Okay, maybe a beer. Maybe we'll do some nonstop drinking on Wednesday.
Well, you know, I'm usually quite reluctant, but you've twisted my arm.
I can twist the arm. We'll see you at the Toasters Wednesday night in Vancouver.
For hire. Gucci man in a city, hey, spinning some Russian roulette. He lives uneasy by playing hard to get. When the foghorn blows and the airwaves catch a fire, you'll have to know this gun's for hire.
At noon, as we explore the universal energy that connects us all, let's discuss our journey of self-discovery.